人有很坚强的意志，能够研发各种的学问。
Humans have very strong will to invent all kinds of knowledge.
但是为什么这个心要改变这么难？
But why is it so hard to change the heart?
那有时候我们也知道这个是不对的，但是我们还是继续做。
And sometimes we know this is wrong, but yet we keep on doing.
我们不知道为什么的时候。
When we do not know why.
圣经给我们很清楚的答案。
The Bible gives us very clear answers.
圣经说什么呢？
And what does the Bible tell us?
圣经说，人不能改变，是跟人的罪有关系的。
The Bible tells us that humans cannot change. It's got to do with human sin.
人的心有罪。
Because there is sin in human hearts.
人的思想里面有罪。
There is sin in human thinking.
罪在人的里面，人不能改变。
When sin is within humans, humans cannot change.
亲爱的朋友，今天这个世界的人，他们不认识什么叫罪。
Today, people of the world, they do not understand what is sin.
那一讲到罪的时候呢，他们就认为这是一种坏习惯。
So the moment they talk about sin, they will think that this is a bad habit.
或者他们认为这是一种不良的举动啊。
Or they will think that this is an unkind act.
比如说你赌博啦，说骗话啦，这些不良的举动。
Or is some bad actions like gambling, etc.
那你讲话伤害人啊，这些你态度不好啊，这是一种罪，对不对？
When your words hurt others or you have bad attitude, that is a kind of sin.
所以一般的人在这个世界，他们认为罪就是这样了。
So that's what the ordinary people think about sin.
你做的人家不接受，社会不接受。
If whatever you do is not accepted by people or society.
你知道之后，你还继续做，你真是一个罪人。
And if you already know this and you keep on doing, then you are truly a sinner.
大概人认识罪就是这样。
This is generally how people understand sin.
但是圣经跟我们讲，今天他用两个形容词来讲什么叫做罪。
But the Bible used two terms to describe sin.
今天圣经说罪是一个毒钩。
So the Bible tells us that sin is a poisonous sting.
罪也是一个权势。
And sin is also a kind of power.
毒钩和权势。
Poisonous sting and power.
什么叫毒钩呢？
So what is a poisonous sting?
毒钩就是好像一个钉子，它钉到你，你会死的。
It's like a sting, when it hits you, you will die.
好像一个 scorpion 蝎子，它就钉你的时候，那个剧毒一定叫你死的。
So when the scorpion stings you, the poison will kill you.
但是圣经说，罪的毒钩呢，是钉人的心啊。
But the Bible tells us that the poisonous sting of sin will hit at human heart.
各位有没有想过你的心被钉的时候是怎样的？
So how is it like when your heart is being stung?
圣经说罪死亡的毒钩就是罪了。
The Bible tells us that the sting of death is sin.
当你的心被这个罪钉到的时候，你的心一定要死的。
When your heart is stung by sin, your heart will die.
那有些人问，那死是什么意思啊？
So some people ask, so what's the meaning of death?
我就还没有活到七八十岁，我还没有死，我老还没有老，不会死。
I'm not even aging, I haven't lived to 70 or 80 years old yet, I will not die.
一般的人认为死就是那个，你躺在医院得到病，然后死掉。
The ordinary person understands death by lying on the bed and you have illness and dying.
这个叫肉体的死。
That is physical death.
但是圣经讲到死亡的时候呢，比那个死有更深的意思。
But the Bible has a deeper meaning than physical death.
那个也是死，但是还有更深的意思。
That is also death, but there's another different and deeper meaning.
死亡的反义词是什么？
So what is the opposite of death?
死亡的反义词就是生命。
That is life.
所以一切脱离生命的就是死亡。
So anything that is apart from life, that is death.
各位，你问你自己。
So you ask yourself.
你的心什么时候很充满生命？
When is your heart full of life?
充满活泼。
Full of vibrancy.
就是当你的心被爱的时候。
That is when your heart is being loved.
当你在这个世界看到一个很良善的举动的时候。
When you see a good deed in the world.
你在这个世界里面，你看到有些叫你开心喜乐的事情，你的心就活起来了，对不对？
When you see certain happy things on earth, your heart become alive.
这个就是你的心里面有生命。
And that is your heart having life.
你有自由的时候，你的心有生命了。
When you have freedom, your heart have life.
但是当罪钉到你的心的时候。
But when sin stings your heart.
圣经说死亡临到你的心。
So death.Comes upon your heart.
所以死亡临到人的心的时候，人不能再爱了。
So when death comes upon a person's heart, he can no longer love.
人不能行善，人做什么东西都是自私的。
And humans can no longer do good. Everything he does is selfish.
人没有喜乐。
And humans are without joy.
人每天早上起来，新的忧愁，新的惧怕。
Every morning you wake up with new fears and new worries.
各位，我们没有喜乐。
And we have no joy.
我们很多的很自我的、很惧怕的那种心情，常常困着我们。
A lot of self-centeredness and fears often bound us.
我们说我们有自由，我们要自由。
And we say we have freedom and we want freedom.
但是这个心自由不起来，反而被愁苦。贪心来捆绑着。
But our hearts just cannot be free, and we are bound by a lot of troubles and greed.
各位明白什么叫毒钩钉到你的心之后呢？人的心脱离了生命。
So after you understood what does it mean by being stung by the poisonous sting, our hearts are detached from life.
所以当这个心脱离了生命之后呢，它在一个诠释，这另外一种注意是一个诠释。
When our hearts are detached from life, we are under the power of sin.
各位，权势啊，是好像有一个人，他很有力量，他抓住你，好像一个熊抓住你的时候，你完全不能动的。
Power is like when someone very strong catch you, like a bear, you cannot move at all.
所以当圣经说罪是一个权势的时候，它绑住你的心。
So the Bible tells us that the sin is like a power to bind our hearts.
所以你的心被绑住的时候，你不能。
So you lack the ability when your hearts are bound.
我知道该做的，但是我没有做。
I know I should do this, but I cannot do it.
我不该做的，我觉得这样做会伤害人，我不应该这样做的，但是你还是会去做的。
And I keep on doing things that I shouldn't be doing.
所以全世界的人最痛苦的事情就是他不能控制自己的心。
So the most miserable thing about humans is they cannot control their hearts.
因为这个死亡的毒钩罪已经钉到人的心。
Because this poisonous sting of sin already.
所以他在这个心有权势。
So he controls, he has powers over human heart.
所以你想改吗
？So do you want to change?
男子，你要知道，你的心有权势，你没有办法改。
But you have to know that there is power over your heart.
你知道
，There's no way you can change.
你知道错，你还不能改。
Even if you know it is wrong, you still cannot change.
我常常看到罪影响人的心的样子。
And I often see the state.In which sin affects people's heart.
为什么呢？因为我也是罪人。
Because I am also a sinner.
你们也是罪人。
So are all of us.
圣经说，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that for all have sinned and fall short of God's glory.
当罪的权势绑住人的心的时候，你会发现有几个现象。
So when the power of sin binds people, you can realize there's a few signs.
特别是你告诉他们，哎，你要听啊，你要改啊。
So if you tell someone, hey, you must listen, you must change.
那他马上他的反击就出来了。他的反击说，我又没有错，为什么要改？
And he will start to retaliate. There's nothing wrong with me. Why should I change?
他的自我防备的心就会来了。
He has a lot of self-defense.
或者有时候人就起来说，为什么一定要我改？为什么你不能改？
Or people may say, why is it that I must be the one changing? Why can't you change?
他的心里面就是很奇妙的，会这样的。控告人，然后防备他自己。
So his heart will accuse others and defend himself.
或者他自己知道错了，但是他心里面不能改，很愧疚。
Or he will feel very guilty when he knows that he is wrong and yet unable to.
所以有一些人他一辈子活在一种愧疚内疚感。
So certain people forever they live in a state of guilt.
特别他对自己所爱的人。或者他伤害过的人，他有一个愧疚。
Especially towards those whom he loved or those whom he have harmed, he always feel this.
各位知道吗？当人有愧疚感的时候呢，他心里面的很多的潜能发挥不出来的。
So when humans feels the guilt, he cannot realize the potential inside.
如果你想想看，你旁边有一个人天天跟你说，你这个人啊，你这个人，你这个人啊。
Imagine someone keep rebuking you every day.
如果一个父母天天对孩子说，你真差，你真笨，你真不行啊。
If a parent keep telling the child, "You are so lousy,"
但是这个声音呢，在人的心里面，自从人犯罪之后，人的心里面有一种愧疚、内疚感。
So ever since humans sin, there is this guilt in our hearts.
各位知道吗？很多的孩子呢，他们不是不能读书。
And many children is not that they cannot study.
其实他们很聪明。
Actually, they are very smart.
但是他们有一个自卑、挫败感。
But they have this sense of inferiority and defeatedness.
觉得自己做什么都是没有比人好。
And they feel that they are not as good as others.
或者我无论做什么，就是都是错的。
And they feel that no matter what I do, it's always wrong.
这个东西呢，吃掉他的心了。
And this consumes his heart.
吃掉他的意志力了。
Consume his determination.
所以他没有办法读书，他跟人在一起也是不能面对人。
And so he cannot study well and cannot face people.
各位，我也跟有一些坐过牢的囚犯在一起过。
I've spent time with certain offenders in the prison.
其实有时候我们现在社会很多的 Yellow Ribbon Project 来帮助他们改造。
There are certain projects like the Yellow Ribbon Project to help them reform.
但是其实不是他们不能改造。
But it's not that they cannot change.
不是环境的问题。
It is not environmental factors.
并不是环境不给他们机会。
It is not that the environment doesn't give them a
chance. 但是他们的心里面有一个愧疚感。内疚感，他们做错过。
But there is this guilt in their hearts because they have done wrong.
有时看起来他们希望社会接纳他，但是其实自己不能饶恕自己。
It looks as if they hope the society can accept them, but actually they themselves cannot forgive themselves.
亲爱的朋友们
，So dear friends,
你们不要误解了。
Do not misunderstand.
我们不要认为自己能够改。
Do not think that we ourselves can change.
如果我们深思自己的处境和自己的内心，我们是无能的。
If we deeply reflect upon our circumstances and our inner hearts, we will realize that we are helpless.
我们每一次改了一点点之后，又回到自己的本性去了。
We can change a little, but we will be back to our nature very soon.
然后我们自己很痛苦的时候，我们就隐藏自己。
And when we are very miserable, we hide ourselves.
或者有一些人知道自己不能改的时候，他就逼旁边的人改，你改。
Or when some people they realize they themselves cannot change, they force others to change.
所以有一些父母就逼孩子改啊，你不要这样做啊，这样以后跟我一样，不要这样。但是他自己不能改。
So certain parents they force their children to change, but they themselves cannot change.
但是他看到别人他爱的人改啊，那你不要误入歧途，那我就舒服。
But they feel very comforted when they see their loved one change.
但是其实自己里面是很痛苦，是无能的。
But actually they themselves is very miserable and they are helpless, powerless.
亲爱的朋友们，我要跟你们说的是什么？
So what I'm trying to tell you is,
上帝理解人为什么不能改变。
God understands why humans cannot change.
神知道人的软弱无能。
God understands human limitations and weaknesses.
上帝看见了人的痛苦。
And God sees the misery of humans.
他来就是要解决人不能改变的问题。
And he came to solve the problem of humans being unable to change.
他要怎么解决呢？
And how can God resolve
this? 他已经要粉碎罪的权势。
He have to crush the power of sin.
他知道罪带来的个死亡的毒钩在人的心里面。
And God knows that sin brings death.
他知道
sting in our heart.
罪的权势绑住人的心，使人不能喜爱喜乐，甚至知道不能喜爱良善，知道良善也做不出来。
So God knows that power of sin bind our heart such that we cannot love good and we cannot do good.
那上帝要怎么解决人的罪的问题呢？
So how can God resolve the problem of human sin?
一定要有三个条件。
Three factors.
第一，上帝要自己成为人的样式。
First, God must himself become, take the form of human.
上帝成为人。
God becomes human.
在人间跟这个有罪、自私、邪恶的世界活在一起。
And he must live in human world with sinners.
这是第一了。
And that's the first point.
然后第二，
Second,
上帝一定是不能有罪。
God must be sinless.
所以当他成为人的样式活在这个世界的时候呢，他没有犯过一个的罪。
So Jesus has no sin when he took the human form and lived on earth.
整个历史里面只有一个人没有犯过罪。
Throughout history there's only one person without sin.
就是这个成为人的上帝了。
And this is the one, this is the God who became human.
他在最痛的时候，人就是要杀他、鞭打他的时候呢，他心里面没有咒诅。
At his most painful moment when people want to kill him, there is no curse in his heart.
人也知道，跟他生活在一起的家人也知道，天使也知道。
So humans know, those who live with him know, even the angels know.
他心里面没有邪恶，没有罪。
There is no evil, there is no sin.
他来是为了爱人。
He came to love humans.
这是第二。
That's the second point.
第三是什么呢？
And what's the third point?
他要怎么解决人的罪的问题？
How can God resolve humans?
把人从罪的权势救出来呢？
And save humans from the power of sin.
就是他第三，他一定要担当人的罪。
Third, he must bear the sins of humans.
亲爱的朋友们，这个罪是一定要有人担当的。
So dear friends, our sins must be borne by someone.
因为罪是有公价的。
Because there's a price to sin.
有人犯法了，一定要有人坐牢。
If someone commit break the law, someone must go to prison.
有人犯罪了，他要因他的罪而死。
If somebody commits a sin, he must die for.
所以圣经说，罪的工价就是死。
So the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death.
所以谁要死呢？
So who has to die?
你死吗？我死吗？
You or I?
我们这一生被折磨了，然后呢，我们死掉，然后永远灭亡，因自己的罪而死吗？
We are we live in misery the whole life, and because of sin, are we going to die eternally?
上帝自己来担当这个罪的代价。
But God Himself came to bear the cost of sin.
他担当罪的那个重价，人要死亡的那个重价。
And God bore the heavy price of sin.
原来神是不能死，神怎么能死啊？他是永能的。
Actually, God doesn't need to die. He is ever living.
He can never die. 但是呢，他把人的罪放在他身上的时候。
But when God lays human sin on himself,
然后他被钉死,
and he's being crucified,
然后他借着他的死, 亲爱的朋友注意听, 他借着他的死, 把人的罪和他的心分开来。
And so through the death of God, he separates human sin from the human heart.
这是一个奇特的奥秘。
This is intense,
他满足了这个罪的刑罚、罪的代价之后，人的心才能跟这个罪分开来。
He's after he satisfied the penalty of sin, then he can separate the sin from human.
然后他进到人的生命里面，再一次赐给他一个新造的心。
And he entered into human hearts and give us a new heart.
亲爱的朋友，新造的心。
A new heart.
什么心呢
？So what is a new heart?
从那时候起，注意听，从那时候起。这个心才能开始听从上帝。
So from that moment on, then this heart can start to obey God.
原来一直不能听话的人的心，现在有一个新的心能够听上帝的话。
The person who used to be unable to obey now can with this new heart starts to obey God.
各位你知道吗？你要改变，你要听话，你首先你的心需要一个主人。
So in order to change, in order to be obedient, first of all, our heart needs a master.
这个主人是全善全爱的。
And this master is all loving.
你要能够听他的话，你才能带来一切的改变。
You have to listen to him, then you can bring about all changes.
你的心是只能听自己的，你没有办法改变。
If your heart can only listen to yourself, there's no way you can change.
改了一点点，还是后来是自己的本性。
You can change a little bit, but very soon you'll be back to your own nature.
一个新的心得着之后，开始能够听神的话。
But when you have a new heart, you start to be able to obey God.
你才能开始改变。
Then you can start to change.
我曾经遇过一个丈夫。
I've ever met this husband.
他的妻子呢，来了教会好一段日子。
And his wife has attended church for a while.
我都很盼望他来教会。
And I really hope the husband can come to church.
有一天他终于出现了。
And one day he finally appeared.
那我就有一天坐下来吃饭的时候，我就问他。
So over meal, I asked him one day.
Hey, what changed your mind? 你为什么改变主意来到教会信耶稣
？So what made you change your mind to come to church and believe in Jesus?
他很简单的说，因为我的妻子改变了。
So he simply answered because my wife has changed.
那我问他，那你妻子改变了，她再也不会发脾气，不会有情绪吗？
So I asked, has your wife changed such that she's no longer emotions, no more temper?
她说哪里女人哪里不会有情绪、啊、
And she said, how can a woman have no emotions?
但是现在她的情绪跟以前的情绪不一样。
But the way she's emotional is different from the way before.
以前呢，她一情绪了，永远都是我错的，她对的。
In the past, whenever she's emotional, it's always she's right, I'm wrong.
她绝对不会错的。
And she can never be wrong.
然后我绝对要道歉。
And I definitely must apologize.
但是现在她情绪的时候，她会反思。
But now, even when she's emotional, she can reflect.
那有时候她会觉得，可能我错了。
And sometimes she may think that perhaps she is wrong.
里面好像有另外一个人在指教她。